Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Lauren, Chris, Steve, and Bob. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey, what are you, Fonzie?
Hey.
he's
Fonzie, and apparently I'm Barry White.
You know,
Fonzie and Fozzie.
When I was in Australia, and we would, one of the Australia girls that was new thought, like, the two thumbs up was the way. She would either greet us when we walk in with the two thumbs up, or, like, with the fake, like, guns. You know, like Clint Eastwood,
so
and we're
bad.
Like, yeah, we stopped doing that a while ago.
Maybe she was just mocking you in your middle age.
No, it's because that's all they get on TV.
Is Crocodile Dundee still a big deal down there?
I'm sure they have regular. I'm sure they have all the same programs we have over there.
And they got something with the Andy Griffin Show, because that theme song played like every intermission of the tennis match that was going on. The Andy Griffin
weird.
Show song. I was like, yeah, always, over and instead of like, you know, Pump Up the Jam or something. I don't know. What do they play? What do they play at sporting events nowadays?
Yeah,
I don't even
that's
know.
Yeah, Pump Up the Jam is a big hit these days.
Wow.
Did you wear your hair?
ice, baby.
Yeah, a little ice, baby.
Lauren's going into it.
Instead of t-shirt guns, they just throw boomerangs out. Okay.
That was good.
Anyways, hey, so we got announcements today. Let's get to those. Lisa.
I'm sorry, that was funny. You guys didn't get the visual.
Please tell me you didn't like fist pump while you did
it. Hammer time.
He pushed up the ceiling. He raised the roof.
Raised the roof. Oh, hammer. Did you say hammer time?
near.
All right. So in September, we're going to Disney World.
Yes, we are. You want to tell us what we're going to do when we get to Disney World?
We're going to have a Mouse Chat gathering during the Villains Weekend, and the Villains Weekend is on Friday the 13th.
Are you going to dance for it?
He's going to raise the roof.
I might.
And ask him to play that song and have Steve dance.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're going to pump up the jam at our Villains Weekend.
There you go.
We need to call it that. Pump up the jam at our Villains Weekend.
Now I can't get that song out.
So the weekend is because I think we're all laughing too hard here, and poor Steve has to edit this. When is the weekend, Steve? What are the dates?
It's going to be from Thursday the 12th. We'll be there the 13th, 14th, and 15th Sunday.
Perfect. Yeah, and we might even extend a little longer, but that's definitely the weekend.
I think we're
going to
stay longer.
We'll plan the events around then, and I'll post this. On the Mouse Chat site and on our Facebook page, we've got rooms available at the Beach Club for a little over
$230. $250.
$250.
Yeah, Steve will pick up that extra $20.
Wow. Little over $250 a night. I think it's $251.30, if I remember correct.
You know what? Steve will not be picking up that extra $20, because if Steve picks up that $20, that means I'm picking up that $20. So it's
so generous of you.
Extra 30 cents.
Yeah, I could do that.
If he picks up that extra $20, that means he won't be getting any shoes for like 35 years.
Yeah, that's a lot of shoes.
That's true.
But so and you get discount tickets. We'll have discount park tickets that you can get with the package.
What if they get a 2-day ticket?
We will also have free water park admission if you get a 2-day ticket, or you can go to Disney Quest or either of the water parks.
Yep.
And then we'll do some Mouse Chat events.
What are we going to do?
Pin the tail on Bob.
Watch Bob get a tattoo.
Blame on Bob,
we're going to go around Epcot and try all the different chocolates, right?
Yeah,
I'm thinking I am going to have to head up while everyone else does the drinking around the world, I'm going to head up the chocolate around the world.
That's exciting.
And I am going to multitask and do both. You know, the thing is, I don't know that I want to see Bob or Steve drunk. I've seen Steve
We've
drunk.
Seen
I haven't
drunk.
Seen.
It wasn't pretty
have you seen
on
him
the
drunk?
Cruise,
Bob, was Bob that drunk? I think it was just Steve. I mean, Steve.
When was Steve drunk?
On the cruise. And at
the Titanic.
Titanic. I'm just like that all the time.
I wasn't drunk though. I did that willingly, which is embarrassing.
I know. That's actually
I don't remember.
You were drunk for that.
But you know why Steve was drunk? Because the wine was free. Because we had that wine package.
We had this wine package, and every night we had like a bottle. And we couldn't. Nobody would drink it.
That was nice.
Nobody would drink it because they didn't want to get drunk in front of the boss.
Except me. Michelle and I drank white.
Yeah. No, see, I told you, I haven't been drunk since that time years ago on that first Disney cruise. So, no, you don't want to see me drunk because...
You know, I think that should be the goal of that weekend.
That's actually my goal. I will buy you every orange slushie that you want.
Well, those
I
are
just,
good.
If I get three of them in you, I'd be happy.
I think two would do it.
Yeah, wait, I'm thinking two would probably do it.
Yeah. You know, I'm serious. Two will not get you drunk. If two of those get you a drunk, then you are a lady.
They're too small.
Yeah, they're really small.
And they're like $9 and
no,
something.
But so I don't know. We definitely are going to have some events. I don't know if get Bob drunk will be one of them, but not only is it Villains Weekend, which is going to be a great promotion during Limited Time Magic, but it's also our third anniversary of Mouse Chat.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm in September, so right, woo, woo. So now,
Razor.
Right
now, we are partying tonight.
Yeah, now I've got that. Now, like Chris, I've got that Pump Up the Jam music.
Yeah. And it was such a stupid song, too. I mean, like, there weren't even really any words to it other than, like, five words.
Well, that's
I think
why
we've already said them all.
Still.
God,
it should be fun. And as we get our events planned, we will post those, I'm sure, on
we
our Facebook
keep them,
page and
keep
Mouse
them wondering.
Chats.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be good, and we've all agreed to show up and be there, and we hope to have everybody come and join us.
Sounds good to me. I'll be there.
All right. So you were also talking. You hinted to Limited Time Magic, which actually is Disney's promotion for 2013 started
all year.
Yeah, started at the very end of December, basically beginning of January. And they've been doing it at Disneyland and Disney World. And I know Lauren has been to one of them, and Bob, I don't know if you've been at Disney World or.
Yeah, I have. I was there during Long Lost Friends Week, and I'll be there this weekend during Romance Week because that's just the kind
Who
of guy
else?
I am. Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, and I saw the one in DCA.
Right, so Chris has seen it. Well, the whole thing, there's a lot of segueing into our discussion, I guess, for tonight about Limited Time Magic. There's a whole lot of conversation online as to, is Limited Time Magic living up to the hype? And basically, if you're not familiar with Limited Time Magic, the whole thing is every week Disney will have some kind of special new promotion. Like, for instance, this is Romance Week, so... special prefix dinners at select restaurants. Characters are out, like Mickey and Minnie, Donald and Daisy together, the princesses and their princes together. Cinderella Castle bathed in reds and whites. They did Long Lost Friends Week where they brought back characters they hadn't had, and so on and so forth. So lots of special merchandise, that sort of thing.
They did that or they're going to do that? That's
Long Lost Friends they've already done.
Did
that was
they?
A couple,
and
yeah.
How- Bob, did you
I've been working
one?
Too hard.
I did. I saw it.
What was it? Was it anything good or?
Yeah, I mean, there were characters at Long Lost Friends Week that
were
you haven't seen
lost.
It long and lost, like Robin Hood. The characters from Robin Hood were there. The Big Bad Wolf and the Three Little Pigs.
And were they scattered or were they all kind
no,
of?
No, they were.
One?
They were all in Town Square at the Magic Kingdom, all in that little circle area by the flag. And they would come out at select times and they'd have signs up identifying themselves, I guess, because there are people who
They're
don't know
lost.
Who they are. Right. they don't even know who they are.
Big Bad Wolf.
And instead of signing autographs, because that would take up too much time because there were so many people wanting to see them, they already had pre-signed cards and they would just hand them out
That's
to people.
Hokey.
But so now the whole thing is Limited Time Magic so far hokey? I mean, are these things that Disney should be doing anyway? Do you think?
All right. Well, first off, the name. All right. The name is like the worst name
it
for
is.
A promotion ever. It's like there's a new fish sandwich at Long John Silver's.
but you know what?
It's just so awful. Who wants to call something Limited Time? From a name standpoint, I think it's just dumb. And it's more like, it's like, these are like, I think they're trying to market it as these are, and they also have those commercials, but I think this is more like, you know, hey, we're doing special things and they're only.
Well, okay. But look at the events that they've had so far, and they run a week each event, but look at the things they've had. Earlier in the year, they had a New Year's celebration all week long. We're celebrating New Year's. They had a meet and greet in Epcot's Canada Pavilion with quote unquote snow.
Lame.
Did
I say that out loud? It was lame.
They had a promotion now with the long lost characters. These all seem to me to be things that Disney could be doing anyway. I mean, you have the characters available. Why not have them out regularly?
Yeah, it's they're things that are. That are like little special extras that are neat for your vacation, but not as a promotion. They're like, hey, that was kind of cool. I wasn't expecting that. They're not expensive to put together. If they had tied this in with another full-fledged promotion, this would be like icing on the cake. But by itself, it just seems...
Yeah, for a whole year promotion.
It seems
a little
like,
empty.
Yeah, it seems...
Oh, and 1 week it was vote on our new theme for 2014, our new logo. Rather for 2000.
Well, they've cut back on their marketing department, and so now they're coming to us.
Evidently.
So,
out in Disney California Adventure, they did a Chinatown, like they had like the arches and everything, and they did a Chinese New Year thing. We kept going back there, and we never saw it. We could never figure out when they would have, I don't know, like a dragon or something come out and do the whole, you know, Chinese New Year thing, but it was pretty lame, so...
Yeah, it's
the other thing is they don't typically announce these. I mean, some of them they've announced ahead of time, like Villains Day, Friday the 13th. But a lot of these promotions, they're not announcing until just before it happens. So who does this appeal to exactly?
Locals,
annual pass holders, people who are, I guess, going to, on the spur of the moment.
Yeah.
Decide
which I like. I mean, I like the idea that they're actually doing something for locals. I mean,
yeah,
and
you
that there's
need
a reason
to do something
to go.
For both, though. Like, you need to give a reason, like, and you don't need to give a reason, but they've started this now, where year they do something big, like some new promotion, some new thing, a gimmick, and this one is just kind of flat.
Well, here's a thought, Lauren. Are they doing this for locals because locals are going to get the royal screw job as to my Disney experience?
No, they're not.
Why do you think
that they're going to get the?
Because FastPass Plus is not meant for locals. It's
that
just
is
not.
True. Bob is actually correct.
Well, yeah,
on
because
that
they're
one.
Limiting what how many times you can use it.
Right, in a quarter.
In a quarter,
so it's like 20 FastPasses per quarter under the new FastPass Plus system. Well, if you're an annual pass holder, a local who goes regularly, and there are
and
some who.
Let me ask you, was that 20 passes per park, or is it 20 total for the whole time?
20 total per quarter. Total.
So 5 per park?
Roughly. I don't think they're limiting you to 5 per park, but...
But it's 20 per quarter, period.
So, I mean, if you're a local and you're going even once a week, which is not unheard of if you're close by, you're going to blow through those pretty quickly. And then what? So you're not.
Well,
no,
then you go
or...
see the fake snow over at Canada.
Right. You know what they're probably gonna.
Week,
you know what
right.
they're probably gonna do eventually? They're gonna charge them for unlimited fast pass.
Probably.
No,
I'm sure we're.
You're gonna be able to upgrade later.
Yeah, I guarantee it. Down the road, they're gonna do something where, yeah, you can do it, but you're gonna have to pay for it.
I'm sure we're probably building up to that. But all right, so then my other question.
Or we just gave them the idea.
well,
thanks,
I mean,
Lauren.
There you go. I've always been curious because Universal does that and Disney hasn't done that so far, and I've always wondered. Well, gee, they're leaving money on the table. I'm kind of curious why they haven't thought of it. So I think down the line, Lauren's probably right.
I still think that Disney should be doing what Universal does.
But here's the thing. Well, but too many resorts at Disney to do that, potentially, I think.
But you're
going
to potentially push more people to stay on property that wouldn't necessarily stay on property.
I don't think the benefit is going to be there.
But a lot of people stay on property at Universal just for that.
Right, but there's only three resorts at Universal that offer
that.
You're
in the minority there.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but okay. So this promotion, we all think it's kind of weak and lame. Have we been spoiled by better promotions like Year of a Million Dreams?
Sure.
That was probably
the
best.
But no, I went there
right?
three times that year and never got anything.
Oh, neither did I. But
neither did I. But still, that's the
blasphemy.
One that, yeah, that's the one I still remember later. Though. That's the one I'm like wishing would come back, and I never got anything out of it either.
Right. Even though you never got anything, every time you saw like those cast members coming around and they had like their blue shirts on, right?
Yeah.
And you would like, oh, I wonder if the is this the time that somebody's going to get ear hats or lanyards, or maybe they're going to grant somebody a night in Cinderella Castle.
Wouldn't that be the best job ever?
Yeah.
That'd be like Oprah.
They made me uncomfortable. Every time I saw them coming, I would turn away and go the
other
direction.
Oh, my God.
Really? That's when you start acting like you're having a great time, so they pick you.
No. I was like, don't invade my personal space. Go away.
Sounds like Chris.
They're like, this promotion sucks. We need to just give people cupcakes.
So are we spoiled? Or is this a legitimate complaint, or is it a little bit of both? We've been spoiled by too good of a promotion?
Yeah,
Or does Disney not need a promotion every year?
I don't think they actually need one every year. Maybe that's part of the problem. And they really can't do, you know, it's probably hard to top something like Year of a Million Dreams. I think the jury is still out on Limited Time Magic. Again, I don't like the commercials on TV, but I think as far as in the parks, I think the jury's out on that. We'll have to see how that goes. And frankly, since we're doing a whole weekend for Mouse Chat around Limited Time Magic. Yay, Limited Time Magic. It's awesome.
That weekend is going to be great. I think the villains thing is cool, but not all weekends.
And that's
are,
one that they
there.
Announced.
I think there's
a
handful
of
big,
bit of a better
big
one,
weekends. There's a handful of ones that have been announced a year in advance that are bigger events.
Do you think that they have every weekend planned, or do you think?
I do. I don't think they're making it up on the fly.
I'm sure. Yeah. Right. Because, I mean, Disney doesn't do anything. Do what?
Hey, let's pick up trash. Hey, we got all these extra cupcakes. We got to give them out next week. I know what we're
going to do. You know what, though? I think that I think that generally everything is probably well thought out. I mean, you know, we're so snarky and everything, but there were like couples in the Magic Kingdom today. They showed their pictures. They were kind of, you know, I don't know. Was it a... what was the thing they had in front of the castle today?
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it was some Valentine's thing. It looked kind of cute and corny, you know.
But
I would have mocked them, but...
Should they be decorating? I mean, if you're going to celebrate a holiday, why not just decorate the park anyway?
They do. They decorate it with cookies that you can buy.
Ooh, big deal. Do you know that they were still selling, off topic, but do you know that they were still selling... Rice Krispie treats in the stores. In packaged ones in wrappers of Christmas stockings and like Christmas candy cane.
You know what? I saw that at
like,
Disneyland.
They don't go bad.
No, not till March apparently. Yeah. Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah, so, that is disgusting.
They've been out since like October, and they don't go bad till March. And you're eating those.
That's why I don't let my kids eat those.
Think how long it takes for your body to actually process that.
So nice. just leaving you with that thought. But all right. So I guess Chris, you're right. I mean, the jury is still out. It's only March.
Only
they have a lot of time, or it's not even February, or it's not even March. Whatever year it is, or day, whatever. It's there's
I'll
a lot of time left.
By the aliens again.
Yeah. No more aliens. Okay, you know what? We're gonna hop over to a whole nother world. We're gonna go over to Universal. They've got some things going on over there, and I think Bob, you're prepared to tell us all about this.
I am, and hopefully I don't alienate people.
Alienate.
If you don't like to hear about Universal, I guess turn your sets off now.
Bob got some people were kind of upset with Bob for talking about Universal. So right. He's a little hurt.
Right.
He's a little bitter.
Yeah.
Just slightly, you know.
Okay, you're past it.
I'm past it.
Dig it up again.
No. Okay, it's gone. It's over. All right. No, so Universal, there's a lot going on. I mean, whether you love the park, whether you're indifferent about the park, whether you hate the park, there's a lot of things happening at that park, or two parks, I should say, in the coming year and coming couple of years. right now there's a ton of construction going on there. Opening this summer, you've got Transformer the Ride, which is already a huge hit at Universal Studios Hollywood and Universal Studios in, I think it's Tokyo or Singapore.
Yeah. I think it's
so
over
that building's up, and they're shooting for, they said, an August opening, but I imagine they're going to try to do that sooner so that they can capture the summer crowds.
Yeah, that would be smart.
Capitalize.
Even a month is going to make a big difference.
Yeah, well, as fast as the building has been built, I could see that happening. So that's great. That I'm sure that's going to be a big, big hit and another welcome attraction. Not yet announced, but everybody knows it to be true. Formerly Amityville, the whole Jaws area. Lots of construction in what is going to be the Wizarding World of Harry Potter expansion with Gringotts Bank and a couple of other shops and things over there. And there is, just from like a month and a half ago, it wasn't there, but there is now a building over by that area, over by where they have Fear Factor, the live show. There's a whole other building that just has been built, and it's three or four stories already. And that's probably going to be the Gringotts Bank roller coaster ride that they've been talking about. The only hint that they're giving to this project, though, is over at Islands of Adventure in front of the current Wizarding World of Harry Potter, they have signs up that say great things are coming. They've of course have a fourth resort in the works that's going to open. I don't know if that's end of this year or next year, and that's going to be like a moderate level resort with family suites. So that's going to be great.
Oh, so it's like an art of animation.
Right, exactly. It's going to be mostly suites. They are going to have some standard rooms, but the difference is guests at that resort, staying at that resort, are not going to have express pass privileges like the guests at other three Universal properties.
Oh, that's going to be a problem.
Huh. Well, probably because it's the price.
So they'll know. It's lower cost, exactly. Mm. What else do they have going on there? There's also a rumor that the Jurassic Park area over at Islands of Adventure is going to be entirely remodeled and expanded in time for the release of Jurassic Park 4 next year. So far, no construction over there, but we will see. Hmm. There's talks of redoing the Jurassic Park water ride, adding another themed ride into that area, adding more restaurants and stuff. And the Simpsons ride, the whole Simpsons area over by the ride is undergoing an expansion. They're adding a restaurant, possibly like a Moe's or a Krusty Burger, to go with the whole Simpsons theme. And some new shops and stuff out there. And a lot of the games that were over in Amityville are now over by the Simpsons ride. They've been moved over. So those carnival-type cutesy games, they've just been rethemed with Simpsons themes. So there's that. And it's just it's astounding how much construction and how much work is now being done at Universal. They went from nothing happening over at their parks a few years ago, and they were kind of looking a little lackluster, and then Comcast bought them up, and they've been spending a lot of money, and that's good for everybody, really. I mean, because the more they do to their parks, the more it will encourage other parks in the area, like Disney, to build and to create new things and to compete with them. So everybody will benefit from that, but I mean, I was just telling Chris the other day, by the time New Fantasyland is finally fully finished, Universal will have created a new daytime parade, have a new nighttime show, which they already have, introduce the Despicable Me attraction, which they have, redone Spider-Man, which they have, open Transformers, be nearly finished with the Wizarding World of Harry Potter expansion, and have a new resort. That's pretty incredible. That's a lot in just a couple of years.
Yeah, that
so,
is.
So, I mean, you know, for all the naysayers, I would say give Universal a try, because don't cheat yourself out of good attractions and great times and a lot of fun just because you're loyal to the mouse. You can be loyal to more than one theme park. You can be a theme park fan and enjoy more than one park on your vacation. So give it a shot.
Well, yeah, they have some amazing rides over there. And I haven't been in a long time, but that Spider-Man ride years ago when I was on that was awesome.
And it's even better now.
Yeah, with HD.
Yeah, with the, well, it's a 4K high definition, and they've changed it around a little bit. But yeah, it's not even HD because it's better than HD. So you can see the smallest details, like the stitching in Spider-Man's gloves. So that's neat. Wow. So, I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, my whole point of going there is I'm a theme park fan, and I'm going to go where the good attractions are. And there are good attractions at Disney, but there are also good attractions at the other parks.
Yeah, and they also do seasonal things during Halloween Horror Nights. So if you don't want Mickey's Not So Scary and you want something scary, that's been very popular over there. And then right now they have Mardi Gras going on.
Yeah, and that actually, I had never stayed for the parade, the Mardi Gras parade, until last weekend. And it's actually a lot of fun. I mean, they throw beads, and no, you don't have to take off your shirt.
You kept your shirt on.
Why did you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I lifted up my shirt, and they took the beads away. So apparently that's a bad thing. But really, really nice floats. They have the king and the queen of the Mardi Gras parade, bands, lots of high energy streamers and music, and just a fun parade overall. And yeah, we ran into Honey Boo Boo and her family.
Oh, did you?
They were on vacation. They weren't filming. They were just on vacation. But
do you know what they did film in Disney World? I think though.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a whole entourage with them. But I suppose when you reach that level of celebrity, you can't really travel without security and
probably
all that. So so Mardi Gras, they have the Macy's parade during
during
Christmas time. They have Grinchmas at Islands of Adventure, where they turn Seuss Landing into Whoville. And like you said, Steve, they have Halloween Horror Nights, and if you are looking to be scared, that's the place to go. They will scare you. So lots of good stuff. Oh, and Express Pass, which, like Lauren was saying, what a great benefit that is, where if you stay at one of their resorts, you get front of the line privileges in their Express Pass lines to almost all of their attractions. And you get early admission to Spider-Man and Forbidden Journey, Wizarding World of Harry Potter. So, I mean, that's awesome. I don't see Disney doing that just because there's too many resorts, I think. But, man, that is a great benefit to staying on property. And Lauren's right. That really does encourage people to stay on property and get that benefit.
It encourages me. I mean, it's been, like Steve said, it's been a very long time. But if I'm going to Universal again, it will be... I'll be staying at a resort.
Plus, you can pool hop there.
Yeah. We stayed at Hard Rock when we went. It was nice.
Right. That's the one
resort. A lot of people will do like two nights in Universal and then like four nights in Disney or something.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah.
And
smart.
Two nights is all you need, especially if you have, if you're staying on property and you have the express passes. You can easily do those parks. In one day, I think, each. One day each.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, and depending on the time of year, I've actually done both parks and hit basically everything in one day.
Right, you can. Yeah. No. Yeah, it's possible during a slow time of year.
In the fall.
Right. It wouldn't be possible, say, during, peak of summer or spring break. But, yeah, I could see that. So nothing wrong with splitting up your vacation, doing a day or two at Universal. The mouse isn't going to miss you.
Okay. All right, I'm going to grab it right here and wrap it up. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring our podcast. And if you like our shows, please check us out at mousechat.net. You can also go check us out at iTunes. Download us there. Send your comments and questions to us at comments@mousechat.net. And we'll be here next time. Hope you can join us. Bye-bye.